In 1923, a 57-year-old man by the name of Thomas Chisholm, plagued by a lifetime of health issues and in the midst of financial difficulty, sat down and penned a poem. Life up to that point for him had been a major struggle. He spent years in ministry, fueled by his love for God, but extreme health issues caused him to step back from his pastoral work. After this, he and his family faced financial struggles and continued health problems, but his love for God never wavered, and through all of this, he continued to write poems and hymns. This particular poem that he wrote in 1923, he sent to a musician named William Runyon. Runyon was so moved by this poem that he diligently worked to find the right melody and music to match the words. And once he was done, the classic hymn, "Great is Thy Faithfulness," was born. There's a famous line in the song, "All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me." This reminds me of Matthew 10:29-30, where Jesus says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside of your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid, you are worth more than many sparrows."
Even in the midst of financial hardship and health issues, Thomas Chisholm could see the faithfulness of God and stand on verses like this that show us that God cares about even the little things and provides for us. Even the hairs on your head are numbered by Him. If you are in need of provision, whether that's physical, financial, mental, or spiritual, let's take some time right now before we sing this hymn to lay those needs before God. Take the next 30 seconds to express those before Him, and then we will sing, "Great is Thy Faithfulness," to declare the truth of who God is in the midst of our need.
Krista Hahn is the vice president of His Little Feet, which she co-founded with her husband Mike. His Little Feet helps, loves, and trains hundreds of orphaned and vulnerable children through programs in India, Kenya, Rwanda, and Uganda. Over the past 18 years, the His Little Feet Children's Choir has toured the U.S. with kids in need from all over the world. Their message of love and hope, shared through the lives of the precious children they work with, has impacted over 500,000 people in the U.S., as well as thousands throughout the world. The Hans have committed their lives to loving, caring, and advocating for children in need in Jesus' name.
The power of yes. What's the most powerful yes of all time? Well, when Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was wrestling with the reality of what was to come. Jesus said and did only what the Father told him to do. As he fell to the ground and prayed, he asked that if possible, the hour might pass for him. In Mark 14, Jesus prays, "Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." As he knew the suffering before him, Jesus' yes, his obedience to death, even death on the cross, was the most powerful yes of all time. Think for a moment about the incredible invitation God gives us to accomplish his work here on earth. Why would God invite you and me? Each one of us has this very specific problem in our lives. We call it sin, right? And the only way to get rid of sin in our lives is to be in relationship with Jesus, to be walking right with God. Jesus didn't just give his life on the cross to get us to heaven. He died on the cross to take on the penalty of sin, which is death. And then he did this absurd thing. He invites us close into his very near presence by adopting us into his family. And we become children of God, his very own sons and daughters. We're not considered by God as some far off distant relative. The gospel message doesn't even stop there. Before Jesus ascended into heaven, he commissioned his followers to go and make disciples of all nations. And that same commission is for you and me, to go and to be his hands, his feet, his voice, and that he would go with us and that he would work in us and through us. That is his power working. And that is what allows all of us to live in the power of yes. Now, if you were to put the words power of yes into my life, it really renders more of the words the adventure of yes. Now, when I was 8 years old, I said yes to Jesus. And as far back as I can remember, that was my first yes recorded in life. When I was 15 years old, I trained with a group of high school students in California to run the Grand Canyon from North Rim to South Rim. The agreement on the trail was that if I chose to walk, I had to turn around and walk the opposite way. We left that morning before sunrise on the North Rim Trail into the canyon. I'll tell you, those first 14 miles were glorious. It was this beautiful morning, and the time came after months of training and preparations. You know, it was like just this adventure and the sights and the smells and the sounds, the exhilaration, just the whole experience heading off on a fresh journey. Well, after 14 miles, we pitched tents that night and slept at the bottom of the canyon. The next morning, I will never forget trying to stand up and prep to start that next big trek up to the top of the South Rim. I could barely walk because my quads were so sore from the constant pounding of running downhill from the day before. But after some stretching, some self-motivation to myself, and some prayer, I took off for that last 9 miles, that trek up to the South Rim. That day was really hard. It was hot. I was alone on the trail, and I could never see the end in sight. On the last half mile at the top, my flesh was telling me I had nothing left. I cried out. I literally cried out to God and asked him to supernaturally carry me to the finish line. And with tears in my eyes and really utter exhaustion, honestly no clue how my body was going to physically cross that finish line, I just kept pressing. And when I crossed the finish line, I collapsed to the ground and I bowed my head. I remember just touching the dirt and thanking God that he was with me all the way. He got me all the way to the finish line. And, you know, what my friends back then called the crazy yes in my life, to run the Grand Canyon from rim to rim, that allowed God to show his power in and through me. There's this gal named Shalene Bryan, and she once wrote, "Every single event that happened in the Bible happened because somebody said yes to God. Noah said yes to God and built an ark, despite the mocking of every person he knew, and then he was saved. Moses said yes to God when at great personal risk, he demanded freedom from his people, and they were freed. David said yes when he fought Goliath and later became the king of Israel. Peter stepped over the side of that small fishing boat and walked on water. Jesus paid the price for your feelings and for mine forever. And it all happened when they each said yes to God. Now, I tell people all the time that the only way that I say yes every day to the work that my husband and I do is because I know I'm a child of God. My eyes are fixed on Him, and He is the author and the perfecter of my faith. Now, think about it this way. Your yes could be another person's amen. Somebody out there is praying to God for a need, and God may have an opportunity for you to meet it. That's how this works. That's how God uses the body of Christ. We're designed and urged to be the yes. Yes is a step of faith, and it invites divine empowerment. Our yes plus God's power equals just this wow. That is how the world has changed. That's how lives are changed. Now, I'll never forget mid-June 2005, I had said yes to leading this group of middle schoolers on a mission trip to San Francisco. As I was walking back to the bus to make sure that we had all 50 middle schoolers loaded, there was a homeless woman that stopped me, and she was barefoot. She looked over at me, looked down at my feet, and she said, "Can I have your Adidas shoes and your socks?" Now, my heart leapt because I was so excited to help her. And so without hesitation, I gave her my shoes and socks, and I'll never forget her exhausted face. Her feet were dirty and worn, and yet at the same time, there was just this joy that came over her as she put her shoes on. She grabbed my arm and with tears in her eyes said thank you and literally skipped away. I was basking in the joy of that giving moment, and then I didn't realize that as I had taken my shoes off, I was standing in an old puddle of human urine and feces. I froze for a moment, disgusted and in disbelief. I knew I needed to get onto that bus where those kids were. They were all wet, ready to leave. So I turned around, stepped onto the bus, and sat down in that first seat. Now, luckily, I had packed my mission trip backpack, so I had some good old handy antibacterial wipes to clean off the filth from my feet. As I wiped my feet, tears rolling down my eyes, my heart was pounding. And it was in that moment that I accepted the reality that saying yes to God sometimes requires much. And there's no guarantee that you will not temporarily bear some of the filth and the weight of this world. In September 2010, 8 months after a horrific earthquake had struck Haiti, my husband and I were in Haiti for what was supposed to be a 10-day trip to pick up our first His Little Feet choir members. We had our checklists, stacks of paper, and a really clear plan in place. However, 80 days later, the journey turned out to entail so much more than expected. Over those 80 days, nothing was easy. The country was still in shock, trying to recover and rebuild from the devastating earthquake. And then Hurricane Tomas struck, causing flooding that literally wiped out many of the makeshift tent homes in the tent cities and killing thousands who had no way to take cover and protect themselves. Then to make matters worse, as if a massive earthquake and a major hurricane weren't enough, typhoid fever erupted from a UN base in Haiti and quickly spread throughout the country, causing thousands to die. Death lurked all around. All of the first His Little Feet choir participants lived in a small community in northern Haiti called Wanamynth. So we had flown back and forth from Port-au-Prince to Wanamynth 8 times in little hopper planes, the kinds where you look back in the cabin and you realize that some of the 8 passengers, they didn't check in a suitcase, but rather an entire crate full of live chickens who are just sitting on the last cabin seat. Now, we drove all over the streets of Port-au-Prince amidst riots and violent demonstrations, going from one office to another, meeting with Haitian government officials, judges, notaries, and lawyers. We witnessed the death of a little baby who died of dehydration. We were approached by children begging for food. We spent countless hours holding little children who couldn't speak, the orphaned and the handicapped. We celebrated birthdays with children that had never had their birthday celebrated before. We were ignored, lied to, yelled at. Corruption tried to bait us. And all in all, our hearts just grieved for the poor and the lost in ways we had never experienced. A.W. Tozer, he says that faith is not merely a journey for the feet, but it's a journey for the heart. The journey our feet traveled over those 80 days significantly changed our lives. Amidst the journey the Lord had us on, our hearts were transformed and our faith was deepened. Yes is about still saying yes when it seems like no or impossible surrounds you. It's about knowing that you know that you know that this is what God has asked you to say yes to and sticking it out beyond the frustrations, the hardships, and the heartbreaks. Can we still say yes at a graveside, feeling the depths of great loss? Can we still say yes when we look into the faces of sweet little ones whose dreams have been dashed? Can we still say yes crying out in our own disappointment? Can we still say yes when human beings fail us? Can we say yes when we're exhausted and worn? That has to be the power behind the yes. That's a God yes. That's a yes fueled by divine empowerment. And that yes doesn't give up. On day 80, November 15th of 2010, the very first group of children land in the United States for the first Hizzlefeet International Choir Tour. Now, years later, Hizzlefeet has expanded into 7 countries and has been able to impact thousands of lives, all because of the Lord's vision and His equipping. In life, there will be mountaintops, but there will also be valleys. There will be another decision to be made. However, no matter what, I encourage you, just firmly root your life in the Lord. He will walk all the way with you. He is the author and perfecter of your faith. So today, what is God calling you to say yes to? If you've said yes to God, we celebrate with you. What has God laid on your heart? Ask yourself, will this yes matter in eternity? If the answer is yes, keep going. If the answer is no, let it go and fix your eyes on Jesus. What an incredible opportunity awaits you. Are you willing to say yes?
I count on one thing, and this thing God never fails. Will not fail me now, no, you won't fail me now. In the waiting, and this thing God is never late, is working all things out. You're working all things out, and yes, I'll lift you high in the lowest valley, and yes, I'll bless your name, Lord. Oh, yes, I'll sing for joy when my heart is heavy. Come to worship in every season, Lord. You're worthy, you're worthy. Now I choose to praise, to glorify, glorify the name of all names. That nothing can stand against, and I choose to praise. To glorify, glorify the name of all names. That nothing can stand against, and I choose to praise you, Lord. To glorify, glorify the name of all names. That nothing can stand against, so I choose to praise you, Lord. To glorify, glorify the name of all names, but nothing can stand against. Oh yes, I'll lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I'll bless your name, Lord. Oh yes, I'll sing for joy when my heart is heavy.
Yes is contagious. Think about in your journey, how have you said yes to Jesus? What does that look like? What has He called you to? What have you stepped into? Or what is it that you need to step into? I'm sure many of you have been thinking of someone who you would love to have experience this 24-day journey. Think of who in your life you can send this to and walk with them through it.